Web. Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you today on Thursday, April 14th, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandwe Ngilemhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, Marv, today we'll be discussing what's going on the second blitz of the voter registration exercise, with most organizations for the female activists encouraging women to register to vote, and some having campaigns which are female spearheaded to encourage the electorate to vote. And we also saw the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission saying that its centers will be opened throughout the whole of the Easter holiday. So people should take that chance to register to vote.
Yes, sir. And we saw that in the past months, although some of the centers were open, people were not really taking up the challenges. So this is where now the women's organizations, nonprofits are also coming out and saying that they are going to be holding awareness programs to encourage women to go and register to vote, and then thereafter to vote in the election.
Yes, and there are fears in some parts of the country that some constituencies may fall under the X for the delimitation exercise because there are a few registered number of voters, and people cite various problems like lack of identity documents and birth certificates to enable them to get the IDs. But we have seen the government saying it has made it easier for people to access these documents. So we're just waiting to see if this program will pick up or if it will continue on a slow pace with people trickling in. Remember, we even heard that there was a province where there was only one person registered by each day.
Yes, and we also saw that in Harare, especially, the registration department have been going out to high density suburbs to encourage people to come in and take birth certificates and also taking ID cards to enable them thereafter if they want to then go and register to vote. But some are arguing that maybe ZEC should be working hand in hand with, the organization that is actually giving out the birth certificates and the IDs so that the two, if you get your card, then you can register to vote at the same venue.
Yes, and at the same time, the civic organizations are encouraging the voter registration awareness programs. But we saw that ZEC has already started those. But we spoke to some activists who are saying that the exercise should have come before the registration, as some people are not aware of the ongoing process, especially in some remote parts of the rural areas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Siyabonga. Kwelabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma. Namhlanje-ke sicubungula udaba lokubhalisela ukuvota. Sivota registration exercise. Esaqhubeka siyabona ukuthi sokulihlandla lesibili lwalolu hlelo oluqhubeka-ke elizweni. I-ZEC, ike iKhomishini ye-ZEC, yiyo phela ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho, ike yaba lohlelo olufanayo. Lona luhlala nje luvuliwe, kodwa okwehluke ngalolu yikuthi ngilolo luhamba lubhalisela abantu ukuthi bevote, kutsho ukuthi luya ezigabeni zabantu, i-mobile voter registration exercise. Njalo iKhomishini le iyazisa abantu kunkundla ezijiyeneyo zabulenjini ukuthi bekhangele ukuthi ezigabeni zabo kubhaliselwa ngaphi ukuvota kuzo zonke izigaba zelizwe, Mathebele Land, ezeMashona Land, ezeManica Land, ezeMidlands, lemadolobheni wonke, ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi balubhekisa ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota lokhu. Iningi-ke kuyilabo abaleminyaka abasanda ukufikisa iminyaka elitshumi lesitshiyagalolunye abangakaze-ke bevote, ababhaliswa kokuqala, labanye nje abaphezudlana kwalapho abangazange bevote. Njalo labo abavotileyo ababhalisela ukuvota, sibonile isiphathamandla se-ZEC uMnumzana Jasper Mangwane sithi abantu behambe bayekhangela imininingwane yabo ukuthi yonke yenele yini nxa babhalisele ukuvota, ukhangela ukuthi ibizo lakho liqondile, iwadi lapho ovotela khona iqondile, isigaba ovotela kuso siqondile, konke kubhalwe kuhle ngemfanelo yini, ukwenzela ukuthi ngelanga lokuvota umuntu angafiki ephazamiseka ukuthi ayenze njani. Yikho ke siyabe sikucubungula ke lokho lamhlanje. Sikhuluma ke lengcwethi ezilwela amalungelo abesifazana labanye abaphatheke kulezi nhlelo zokubhalisela ukuvota, ukuze sizwe ukuthi bathini njalo bakhuthaza njani abantu, ingxaki zingaphi, inhlelo zikahulumende aziqhubayo ziyasebenza yini ukuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota. Mavela.
Nasi kita kwezuna ya yetu ngoreza kubota. Kona kutu masangano majinji, haku kumbira iyo mazimai kutukayende akine ngoreza kubota. Uyo jeta nukona kutu sarangoreze kutu kutu oja kwaru, kutu itajibibo, kutu jisarani, kwa mtote kukocha kwa reza kubota. Kwa na osha kare na mtote kwa jutika, kwa kutu karijino, kwa kutu ila kujimbo za kasiya na siyana, na chino reza kutu ila wanike.
Tinotenda makadii mose mose kwa muri koko ne vakanditeerera panguva dzino.
Mungatitsananguro here zvikuitwa ne sangano renyu panyaya yekudzidzisa madzimai nyanya kuti vanyorese kuvhota.
Sangano redu riri kubata mabasa akasiyana siyana yekuti tingati meseji isvike kumadzimai kuti nguva iya yekunyoresa kuvhota yadzoka zvekare. Tinoratidza kuti vanhu vanga vane kaku confusion pakambouya zvebaba elections vakavharwa kuti vanhu vachanyorese vakafungidzira kuti zvatovharwa zvachose. Saka tiri kudzokazve kunharaunda kwatinoshanda tichiudza madzimai kuti aiva kunyoresa kuvhota kwatangazve. Apa mukanyoresa apa munokwanisa kuvhota zvakare mugore ra-2023 pamaelections achaitwa muno muzimbabwe. Hamanize elections. Saka tiri kuenda pamasocial media, tiri kuenda tichitaura mameseji tichiti madzimai kwose kwose kwamuri ikoko vhotai, vanasikana vari kumakoreji vhotai, nyoresai. Tichivadzidzisa zvinodiwa kuti munhu anga achikwanisa kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota. Uyezve tiri kuita maprogiramu atingati macampaigns, handiti tichifamba kunharaunda dzatigere. Tirikuda kufara zvizhinji kuti nguva ino yatirienda recovid-19 ratiderei vanhu vaakubvumidzwa kufamba vachienda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Saka tiri kutora mukana iwowo tiri mumachapters yedu tichidzidzisa kunharaunda kwatigere, nekuti women's quality of Zimbabwe iri mumaprovhinsi 10 ezimbabwe. Saka ikoko kwatiri mumachapta imomo tiri kufamba tichienda kunharaunda dzakadzikadzika kwatinoti kumaremote areas kuya tichidzidzisa madzimai kunyange avo vanorarama nehurema tiri kuvadzidzisa kuti aiwa kunyange vanovabatsira vasaore munhu panguva ino apa vachaenda kunovabatsira kuti vanyorese kunovhota. Uyezve zvinokwanisika kunge zvichitakurwa kuti munhu akwanise kunoregista kuvhota zvakaita sezvitutwa zvinge zviri padyo navo, vazokwanisazve kuti kana vachinge vanyoresa pamazuva mashoma ari kuya kumberi uku vanokwanisazve kuti unotarisa zita ravo kuvhotasirwo kuti range ririmwe rakagara rakavhurwa. Ine ndida kufara nechirongwa chakaitwa ne-NET1. NET1 yakaisa chirongwa chekuti vanokwanisa kuti unokwanisa kutsvaga zita rako kuti vakarejista wadhi kupi zvese zvinenge zviripo uchizvionera vakagara mumba mako. Saka aiwa chirongwa chiri kutambirwa nemadzimai nevanasikana vari kuchifarira, ende tiri kuona kuti madzimai neizvozvi zvakazouya zvichitupa zvitupa vanhu vanga vasina mufunge. Ende zvanga zvichinetsa mavhenasi kuenda pamakiyo iko kwarejistra uku kwainetsa kuti vanhu vatore zvitupa. Asi tiri kuonesa kuti hurumende yaisa izvi pamwe chete kuti zvifambe kuitira kuti kana usina chitupa chiri kuuya inonzi mobile registration BCI phase 2 ndo iriko vanhu vanobhatira chitupa chake obva aenda kunorejista kunovhota. Ende tiri kutaura izvi nemutsindo, nekuti takahwadziwa pamavhaielections kuti madzimai havana kunokwanisa kutoro rejista vamwe kuti vatozvigadzira kuti vave makandidati unokwanisa kunge wakarejista kuvhota iriyo uchiziya chokugara tichivataurira kuti unofanira kunge makarejista kunovhota uyezve muzive munharaunda yamuchanovhoterwa imimiwo madzimai muregiste kunovhota mugusarambe musinyika makagara kudzimba tigobuda nehwando hwedu tigovhotera madzimai mugore ra2023 rokuya iri
muri ipapo mataura imi kuti munopa dzidziso chimbotiwo kune vakateerera mutiudzo kuti zvii zvinodiwa kuti munhu awanikwe iye achinyoresa kuvhota mambotipa dzidziso iyoyo
ehe munhu kana achienda kunonyoresa kunovhota anotakura iye inonzi chitupa chitupa ndo chinodiwa kana kuti passport iri kushanda ndo yaunoenda kunorejista nayo neproof of residence proof of residence ndo tsamba kana gwaro bepa remvura remagesi mazuva anokwana mabhills aya ndova unotakura iroro uchienda naro uchinoratidza paunogara kuitira kuti wobva waiswa muwadzi imomo maunogara usazowanikwa namatambudziko ekuti vanonyoresa dzimwe nguva waiswa kumusha iwe uri kuno kudhorobha tinoda kuti tivharidzire matambudziko akadaro saka chitupa chako nepassport iri kushanda ndakaona mazuva apera emaharmonized elections vanhu vaifamba nemapassport akaexpire hazvidiwe izvozvo hamubvumizwe uyezve drivers license haishakwanise kuti munhu aende kunorejista kuvhota nekuti haitarisi hairatidze kuti sabhuku kwaunobva ndekupi kana kuti nharaunda yaunogara iri kupi uyezve hairatidze inonzi citizenship zvireva kuti uri mugari wemuzimbabwe here kana kuti hausi saka kana kunorejista kunovhota kunodiwa vagari vemuzimbabwe kune avo futi vakapiwa inonzi chiro citizenship vanenge vachiratidza kuti dzimwewo vanogara uku asi vakabvumidzwa nemutemo wehurumende kuti vachikwanisa zvekuru kuvhota vari munyika ino yezimbabwe.
Okay, if you can just tell us, what is your organization doing currently? You see you've been running a campaign encouraging women to register to vote.
Yeah, currently is the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe and also is the Female Students Network Trust we've embarked on voter mobilization for registration blitz phase 2, which has been currently rolled out by ZEC to ensure that our women get registered to vote, and we are encouraging them to really take the particulars that are required by ZEC and also by the government of Zimbabwe for you to be enabled to be registered as a citizen of Zimbabwe. So we are carrying out awareness campaigns around the social media, and also as a Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, we are decentralized. We exist in the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe, so you realize that reaching out to the grassroots is not a problem. So those chapters are also doing the same in terms of mobilizing women to go and vote. And it's also in good time where we've just come from the by-elections where we've discovered that women were not fully represented, and women, especially young women, did not give the opportunity to go and vote. So we're actually embarking on these awareness campaigns and also mobilization blitz to encourage our women to go and register to vote wherever they are, and also not forgetting or not leaving anyone behind, especially to those women who are living with women with disabilities. So we are also encouraging the helpers that they should assist them to go and register to vote. And we are also happy that this registration blitz has come in good time where the mobile registration for identity cards is also being rolled out. Mm-hmm. So it's easier actually to our women and also the citizens of Zimbabwe, where the mobile registration for identity cards is being decentralized to our community. So it's easier for someone to acquire an identity card and go straight to register and vote. And we do want to applaud and appreciate the facility that Net One has also rolled out, that it is now easier now for you. If you register, you can go, you can search your name in the voters roll through the Net One facility that has been given. So the campaign are running through the social media. Mm-hmm. We are also having the physical meetings. And because of now the COVID-19 regulations or restrictions have been relaxed a bit, people are now able to mix and mingle. And we are taking this opportunity as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe to reach out to the women who are in the deepest remote areas, so encouraging them to go and register to vote, and also encouraging them to acquire identity cards that are required for someone or for somebody to be able to register to vote.
Mm-hmm. Can you take us through what is actually required for someone to register to vote, especially for the women listening out there? What should particulars should they have?
Very important aspect they came out with us, because I think we've learned from that just the end election where we've seen people not knowing what are really required by one to be able to actually vote and also to go and register to vote. So what is required is a valid passport. You can also take with you an identity card for yourself. And surely we don't want people who use other people's identity cards, honestly. So that list is also helping everyone to acquire identity cards. So is ID a valid? ID is always valid. Mm-hmm. And a valid passport that is not expired. And a driver's license is not allowed to go and register to vote. So it's a passport and an ID. And then a proof of residence, which also shows where you live, the world which you are coming from, so that when you are registered, it really clearly indicates. And we can also indicate through your proof of residence where you are supposed to go and vote. So it's very important that you should take with you these identity particulars so that you get registered. So we don't want disappointments where people go, they are uninformed, and they know it's frustrating. To come out of the queue, you want to register, but you are told you have brought a driver's license or invalid passport or a birth certificate. That one or the paper ID is not required. So it's either the plastic identity card, which is now available in Zimbabwe, and even the metal one. Mm-hmm. And the valid passport. These are the particulars that somebody can take for registration. Yes, we are also doing this campaign on voter registration at the moment.
Thank you so much. Over to you, sir.
Lapho-ke sizwa umhlonitshwa wethu ke esichasisela ngokwenziwa inhlanganiso yakhe ukufundisa abantu ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota. Silonkosikazi Evanice Monanjo oye Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Othi inhlanganiso yakhe ikhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota. Okuqakathekileyo ke njalo uyachasisa kabanzi ngokuthi kuyini okufunekayo ukuthi umuntu akuthwale nxa isiyavota. Abaningi ngabona vele selikwazi ukuthi kumele ube nesithupha sakho, kumele nxa ungalasithupha kumbe ule passport kumbe ule ncwadi ekunika imvumo yokuthi utshayele imota lokunye okuningi-ningi okwenzeka ukuthi uhambe-ke uyebhalisa ukuthi uvote. Njalo-ke usichasisela ngokuthi-ke abesifazane inhlelo abaziqhubayo lokuthi abesifazane labo bakhuthazwa njalo ukuthi bevotelane. Yikho-ke lapho besikuzwa-ke kumhlonitshwa wethu ebesilaye lapha ecingweni. Marvelous, you remember last time we had a campaign called we had a lady, Miss Coran Devele, who was explaining a campaign. Yes. That be a registered voter campaign, which was spearheaded by women, because she's saying they are continuing the campaign during this second blitz. And she generated a lot of interest amongst the people and controversies when she stated that the women have to go to the extent of refusing to be intimate with their husbands, because if they have not registered to vote. Mm-hmm. Yes, we put that story up on the web, and our listeners generated many comments because they were saying the topic is controversial and they shouldn't, the women should not do that, but just say people should go and register to vote. But she did explain that it was done as the last, women can do that as the last resort, not only to their husbands, but to their children as well. You know, grown-up kids who don't want to go and register to vote, they should not dish out food for them until they show a registration slip. So she was saying that's the way to make people get up and register to vote. So today, she's still trying to get into the show. Her network is bad, but she sent us the first recording where we can listen to how far has this program gone. Was it successful? Did the women manage to do that, to not give their children food or their husbands? intimacy and how is it going? So let's hear from her as to what's going on.
Ikhankaso hashtag yeregistered voter campaign iyaqhubeka kahle kakhulu ngokuba kulabantu abaningi ababesithinta sokudlulile i-voter registration bekhala ngokuthi baswele ithuba. So mama sokungile i-second phase, abantu labantu sesebalandela ngokwafonela la ngokwasendela ama-messages sibabonisa lezi ndawo eziseduzane nawo laba abangaqonda khona ukuze bayeregister. Njalo nje siyalandelela kubomama lapha ama-programs ayenziwayo, sifike kiwo mama sibakhuthaze ukuthi baqhubele i-campaign e-thousand level. Njengoba sathola phambi ekuqaleni ukuthi i-campaign le ithagethe izimbulu ngezimbulu, okutho ukuthi e-thousand level one informed member should make a difference. So onguye ololwazi osisa kabanzi ngento zokuvota nokuqakatheka kokubana sirejiste kusigaba lesigaba, siyamkhuthaza ukubana ayenze ukubana imuli yakhe yonke ngubaba emuli yakhe yonke ngubaba kulele khaya ku-household bonke barejistered. Omama yebo kambe mangasi sitsho i-strategy sokugcina i-last resort yethu yokuthi umntwana nxa engafuni ukurejista ungaphakeli, hayi bake behleke kube ngani into nje enobubhandithize, kodwa bayathuka ubana hayi abantwana after ngobili ukwenzeka nikabili umntwana uyaphakama ahambe eyirejista. Njalo kwenzakala same thing lakubobaba, obaba nakufika umudle benza omama sitho omama mabanga banganikeza obaba utazi ngendaba zokuthi obaba kabarejistana kube yinkingani ilokubhanqathisa. Kodwa isiphethu sinamaluva siyabona sesike sahlela sinama-phone calls from abantu aba-different bekhuluma ukuthi hhayi sengikhokhe ngikhonile ukubana imuli yami yonke ibe rejistered. Iningi belikhala nge-issue yezithupha. So ukuthi ngathesa izithupha i-registry la iprogram ehamba isithi abantu bonke bathathe izithupha after this calculate imuli ngemuli kuzahlisana kule 0% yabantu abaregistered. Sihle sithi siqhubeke kahle nge-note non-registered voter ezindlini wonke umuntu abe-registered, okuyinto e-positive kakhulu. Njalo selokhu siqhubeka lathi lapho sihlangana khona nabantu lapho esibica khona kulabantu ababutheneyo siyawuqhuba umkhankaso. Lo mkhankaso kasowami kuphela, umama wokho osefundile wazwisisa ngokuqakatheka kwakho nokulayi lapho akhona ahlangane khona labomama abaningi layo uyayifuqa i-thousand level kumbe lapho kulabantu abaningi abakhuthelelo bavumelekile. Asengibone omama abathize ngingabona umama la efuqe ethola ibhasikili kwenye ilokishi imemeza naye sithi kokona hey wonke umuntu kahambe erejista nakonto umkhankaso wokuthutha uhambile wonke umama semakushutha esigabeni sakhe ivisi liyahamba lisinye lilibe yonke umuntu.
Yes, there we had Ms. Cora Ndebele of the Registered Voter Campaign. She's actually saying the campaign is a success. They've received phone calls saying after a day or two when the children, especially the boys, you know, she says one girl is loitering around the streets, not employed, school dropouts, or they can't get a job. After 1 or 2 days without food, they bring the registration slips. I'm sure it will be interesting to hear what Mrs. Monanja says about this one. But the gist is that it's household-based, it's family-based, and the woman is the one who can make the difference by pushing the sons, the daughters, and the husband to register to vote. Yes, if you can ask Ms. Monanja, what do you think of this program? Is it a best way of doing the campaigns, or everyone is free to bring their own types of campaigns?
Let me just ask it. My Munando, we are hearing here, you know, there's a campaign that is being spearheaded where they are actually saying maybe women should deny, especially at the voter age group, some food if they don't have a registration slip. And they say it's been working. What's your view? You work with female students, you work with students. What's your view on this campaign?
Yeah, I think this campaign is very strategic in the sense that it really denies somebody the basic need. And it makes somebody to realize the impact and the pain that somebody would go through after being denied food. Because voting, actually, you are, it's your voice. If you deny your voice, the access will be had. I think these are the consequences. But I think it's also a kind of, you know, a bit aggressive, and I appreciate that, because I think we have exhausted quite a number of strategies in terms of encouraging youth to go and vote. So drawing them closer to the need, and drawing them closer to home, I think they make them realize the impact that they are causing, even when they are not going to register and vote. So I appreciate your campaign, but also to say, I think, we really need to look both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. To say, in doing that, are we not also creating other problems? Because I think we need to go deeper to the grassroots, understanding why these youth are refusing to go and register to vote or to vote. What is also associated with their lack of interest? So if we address the root causes, I think we have addressed all the problem on its entirety. So it's okay, but I think other strategies should also be devised so that they should be educated and make them understand why is it important for them to vote. So, but this is an example. I think it should be followed by education. Voter education, and also just conscientizing the youth and even the young people to ignite interest to go and vote and steal away with apathy.
Yes, that's very interesting, because we also heard her in her audio saying that the people say they don't want to register to vote because they don't see any difference, but she's telling them that there won't be any difference if you don't go to register to vote. And that strategy they are using is just to speak, and everywhere they find people gathered, they would address them. And she says she was interested when she saw a woman on a bike saying to people, please go and register to vote, that she believes her campaign is reaching far and wide. Yes, over to you, Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Nyanya takataviswa vechidiki muri kuona vachibuda here kunonyoresa kuvhota kana kuti vari kuti chisei vachiri kuda kunonyoresa.
Unoziva Mavelasi, nyaya kutotaura iyi nyaya iri kutoitika nekuti isu patinoshanda nevasikana tichienda kumakoreji yekuti vadzidzi vechidiki vanyowani vari kutanga kujoina yunivhesiti takunosangana navo, ndiri kurangana kuti vana ava vari kutobva mucommunity mumba mavangu vachienda kuhigh school nekudi. Asi nyaya yavo ndinoona sekuti vana vechidiki mazuva anoka vari kutora kudyirwa nguva nezvinhu zvisina basa. Havakwanisi kunzwisisa kuti vaende kuchikoro. Ini ndinoshamisika nevana vanenge vachizoti fees yakwira, vari kuita demonstration kana kupokana kuti ndashaya kana mari yechikoro. Mamiriro ezvinhu kana kuti kumira kwakaita ikonomi irimo muZimbabwe iri kudai inonzi holistic approach, iri kuda munhu wese kuti tise musoro pamwe chete. Inini handisi kuti kana tavhota tinoshinja maleaders, asi tiri kuti ngationei kuti kana tichisarudza maleaders edu patinoregista kunovhota, tine mukana wekuisa izwi redu pakunosarudza vatungamiriri vachanzwisisa kodzero dzedu, vatungamiriri vachanzwisisa nhunha dzatiri kusangana nadzo. Ndinangopa mucherechedzo Mavelasi kuti nei ndichivhotera kansela, mvura haisi kubuda mumba mandigere muruzi munhu ari kusangana nazvo. Tasasa vechidiki ava ndo vakuenda kunguva dzavo vasikana, kana kutasaniya yevasikana, vanotoziva kurwadza kunoita kutakura mugomo kubva kuno vachienda nekoko rekutsvaga mvura, uye vanoziva matambudziko ari kusanganiwa navo mukutsvaga mvura ikoko. Saka hamuvhotere kansera ka ari kugara kugorodhe ane bhoo nemajakuzi aka achigeza ikoko. Tioda kuti vana vechidiki vavhurike. Asi munoona kuti havambochitora serious, vanenge vachingototi hanheno hazvichinje, zvoda kuchinjwa nare. Mamiriro ezvinhu anochinjwa namunhu wese, izwi rake rataurika ranzwika. Ndinoda kungotarisa kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe nekuwanda kwatakaita, tikangoisa muono pamwe chete kuti hatisi kuvhoterana paushamwari, hatisi kuvhoterana kuti ndivana nhenge vagara vachivhoterwa kana kuti vagara vachitonga. Toda kuti vaitise vatungamiriri vane zviro zvevanhu pamwe. Munoti imimi zvinhu hazvishanduki here? Iri ndoda kungochallenja vechidiki vari pano kuti mufunge muri kuruza mukana, ende munoti hatisi kuenda kuchikoro, tiri bhizi, hatine maassignments. Mucharamba muchinyora maassignments asingamakwe kuti maticha hakuna mari. Asi munoona ndoda kudzidziswa zvinhu zviri padhuze nawo kuti zvatiri kuita izvi tiri kuitira ivo nesuwo neremangwana nerazvi kutangira pari zvino patsutomuka nhasi mangwanani tichimuka kuitira kuti kusina mvura tichimuka mba musina chikafu tichimuka mvura yaoma mumatepi musina mvura hurumende tichaya mishonga yekuti ise mumatepi asi tikasarudza vatungamiri vanoziva kuti izvo zvakavakoshera asingadhiraivhe mota yakewo kana kuti mutungamiri arimo aikuto ane taya rake hambononoka kubasa kana kunonoka kuairport achitaya rabhesa parodha tinoona kuti tinoenda kure nekuti zvatadambudziko ratinaro nderekuti hatisina muoni wekutaura kuti kana ticharodzira kuti zvinhu zvifambe mafambiro atinoda isisu isgredu riri papi mukanyarara muchiti zvinofamba sendiana achataura akakumirirai saka ndinokuvakurudzira kuti aiwa vamayutika hazvichinje kusvika imi masimukawo siyai maasainimenti ai mumhonoregista kunovhota munoenda kuti patiri kufamba tese apa imi muchinovhotawo unoziva mavhenasi ndakarwadziwa pamabhaelections ndakawanda mukanawo wekunovhotesa ndiri ndakamirira wemunicipalition of zimbabwe ndaka ndichitoti ndichatoonawo wechidiki vachiuya unoziva kuti vaitozouya panguva yekuvhara polling station vechikomana vakadhakwa kunyepera confusion kuti hanzi handizivi zvekuvhotesa kuti kunyepera dzungu mupolling station hapanawo uri kumboitira izvozvo nekuti mapresiding officer vachavhotesa maresults anoenda sezvazviri vamwe havana kuwana mukana wekuvhota mwando ya 5 minutes to 7 polling station yakuvharwa madzimai echidiki ndikonga vari bhizi kugadzira nzara handizi vashoma vakavhota ende vari kundinzwa pandiri kutaura panda pandakatotsamwa chaizvo nekuti handina kuona vasikana vechidiki vazhinji vachivhota anoona saka tiri kuita sei vasikana kana kuti vana vechiumbechi vechidiki vemazuva ano vari kuti chizvine zvine vachazvifambisa sei kana tichitadza kutora chikamu chatinosungirwa nebumbiro remutemo wezimbabwe kuti munhu wese anofanira kuexercisa raiti yake ataure zvake rezirinzvike vari bhizi tete kuzoita mademonstration kana zvinhu zvaoma but muripo here pazvikamu handizi vari bhizi kunyunyuta chete pasocial media mukaudza nyaya yekuti dhata vanorwana rekunotaura pasocial media kuti zvakadai zvakadai mazoona here asi kuti zvine pundutso pavari papo nepatiri hazvina hazvisi kuonekwa
Maybe let me just ask you again in English, what are you seeing on the ground regarding the youth? And we saw there was a lot of apathy when it came to the by-elections, but what kind of a response are you getting when you do your community visits?
Yeah, it's very pathetic and it's very saddening that to learn that youth, most of the youth, they are not coming forward. The reason I think they are plenty. But what I also discovered is that when we are doing our mobilization and our campaigns, yes, youth are coming in big numbers, you know, to attend those whatever campaigns. But what is also saddening is we don't see them on the ground doing the actual thing. Because we've taught them how to do things. We've taught them how to register. What is it? And you know what? What is also said is that the youth are the most educated. They are the backbone of this country. And if they can only take part in participating in the country, in the national duties. I think they will make a difference, but I think they are, should I use the word ignorant? I think it's a proper one because they pretend not to know, but they know because they are going to school. They are not taking these national duties very seriously, and they don't really understand the impact that is associated with not participating in the national duties. For example, if you don't speak to voting, if you don't register to vote, then they become very frustrated when the voting time is arrived. They want to go and vote by the day to not register because the morale now in the community will be high. To say, let's go and vote, let's go and vote. That's when somebody is going to discover that I did not register. If they want to create a drama, they go to a polling station, they say, I didn't find my name. Yet what? Blaming who? You know, I think you know the world is now, everything is.
Well, I think our guest has to drop. Hey, I hope my co-host, I hope they are coming back soon. In the meantime, we'll continue with our guest. I see Marvelous is back. In the meantime, we'll continue with our other guest, Cora Ndebele, to hear what she has to say more with her Be a Registered Voter campaign that is spearheaded by women at household level.
The hashtag voter registration campaign is progressing well. So far, so good. We are really impressed because in the previous voter registration, we had calls, people calling after the voter registration is stopped, people calling saying we failed to register because we didn't get IDs. But in this second phase, we are privileged that registrar and hold another program for those who want birth certificate and IDs in such a way that all these new registered people who got their IDs in this phase will make sure that everyone registered to vote. Majority of them were 18 and registered general. We expect more numbers of people who are registering and who come and register for the registered voter campaign. On the same note, we have escalated our voter registration campaign by targeting informed members at household level. We are no longer concentrating on women or ladies to push this campaign at household level, but we are saying every informed member at household level, even if it could be the head of the family, the father or the mother, or even the youth at household level are informed. They should just make sure that they preach the same gospel and make sure that if their household level or if they are raised in area, there's no one who remains unregistered. Even at community level, one informed member at community level should make a difference. What it means is one informed member should preach the same gospel to everyone and encourage everyone that he or she registered. She registers. And on the same note, people used to, when we started this campaign, it was sort of a joke when we say, make sure that you don't give your child who's 8 years and above food for a night to make sure that you encourage her or him to vote. But they've given us results, even for the fathers. When we say ladies should deny then their conjugal rights, they were complaining, but at the end of the day, we got positive results because we had quite a number of people who have managed to make sure that they are also careful, they remain with the 0% non-registered citizen at household level, which is positive, really. We're in place and we're encouraging, we're still pushing and encouraging everyone at household level. So far, we've been targeting groups whereby we include the community meetings. We preach the same gospel at community level, in community meetings, in the youth programs. Whenever there are youth programs, we get invitation by the youth to come and talk to them about the importance of being a registered voter. Even at community, I've been invited in quite a number of communities, including.
Ukuthi basebenza njani lo mphakathi lapha ke nje ubesekhuluma ngesingisi kodwa ngaka kukhuluma kuqala ukuthi bahamba becela ukuthi umphakathi ubhalisele ukuvota yeyengizathi ke ngaqhubeka.
Good positive results, because we have quite a number of people who have managed to make sure that at their household level, they remain with the 0% non-registered citizens at household level, which is positive. We are in place and we are encouraging, we are still pushing and encouraging everyone at household level. So far, we've been targeting groups whereby we work with the community meetings, we preach the same gospel at community level, at community meetings, even the youth programs. Whenever there are youth programs, we get invitation by the youth to come in and talk to them about the importance of being a registered voter. Even at community, I've been invited in quite a number of communities, including my own community. I remember there was this residential meeting and I was invited to address the community about the importance of being a registered voter. So far, so good. We are really, we have for positive results. Even if we look at the rural area, as I'm speaking right now, I'm in rural areas and I'm preaching the same gospel. I'm right now targeting the community leaders at the community, because if you target those, the message spreads faster. So far, so good. We are getting more youth, because on this particular issue, we are now encouraging the youth more to go and get their IDs to capitalize on this registration or for IDs and birth certificate. And we have even the old people who don't have the birth certificate. We are encouraging them to go and get access of a birth certificate and ID. And as soon as they have these important documents, they should just go and register and appear on the voter's roll. So far, so good. Really, we are impressed. The results are positive. And we are expecting that by the time when this program ceases, every citizen of Matabeleland region particularly will be registered and will be appearing on the voter's roll.
Right, marvelous. That was Cora Ndebele. She's also adding that in some places in the rural areas, they find that even older people, older men and older women still don't have documents, even birth certificates, and they try to make them to go and register to vote. Yes, we would like to hear from Mrs. Munandu if that's what they encounter too, and if it's easier to get these are registration documents, because we see the government is saying it has made it easier. But on the ground, is it really apply? Are people getting these documents easier?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear us there. Star was just asking, I think her network is kind of choppy at the moment, but let me ask her. If you heard the question, Star is asking that, is it easy for people to get the ID cards? Because she's saying, our guest is saying in some areas, it's even the older people who don't have their birth certificates and ID cards. What are you seeing on the ground?
Hello?
Carry on.
Okay.
You can carry on. Yeah, I think we're having issues.
Yes, I think issues.
I will try to call her back because I think, you know, she's been on the phone for the past half an hour. So I'll try to call her back. But it's interesting to hear what our guest, Mrs. Ndebele, is saying there, that she's actually in the rural areas at the moment. And also the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe are also saying that because they are in 10 regions in the country, they are also decentralizing and also pushing their message to the rural areas. So I'll try and see if we can get my Munando back on the phone because, as you know, the network in Zimbabwe is a bit choppy at the moment.
Yes, and like where Ms. Ndebele says, she is, it's raining, so which is making the issues worse despite the, I mean, on top of the issues that are always there concerning networks. Yeboke, kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma ke, sixoxa ke ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota. I-voter registration exercise yona ke esaqhubeka elizweni lonke nje. Siyabona ukuthi inhlanganiso ye-ZEC isikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota ngendlela yokuthi sibona ukuthi siyakukhefula ephasika kathesi. I-ZEC ithi izigaba kuyabe kuvuliwe, uhlelo lolu luyabe luvuliwe. Ngakho ke abantu bethathe leli thuba ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota, kabe kungela ukuthi kuvaliwe ngoba yiphasika. Njalo bathi sebekwenza kube ngcono kathesi ukuthi abantu benzeni, befinyelele indawo zokuvota kathesi nxa bezidinga njalo ngemota ngalokho kuthiwa i-mobile voter registration exercise. Yikho ke esixoxa ngakho lamhla. Silabahlonitshwa bethu ke abalwela amalungelo abesifazana. Sibonile ke besikhuluma ke lonkosikazi Cora Ndebele owebi registered voter campaign kodwa usemaphandleni ucingo lwakhe aluvumi. Sakhuluma njalo lonkosikazi Eva Nice Munanjo layo usitshela ukuthi inhlanganiso yakhe kuyini ekwenzayo ngalolu daba. And Mavu, we also spoke to someone, Studio 7, from the rural areas who's saying that there are some people are not aware of the program, of the voter registration exercise, but they are encouraging people to go and register to vote. And that there are programs there to teach the people by ZEC. Some cannot access those places because they are far, although it's called mobile. No one will be very satisfied that it's at their doorstep. Someone else will be saying it's still further from my doorstep, but it's better than last time. But those other centers are still open to the main centers where people can go and register to vote. These ones are just additional.
Let's take my Monando quickly because the network is choppy at the moment. Mutita wrote Mukona Shakamira Sipanye Kutores. Yes, go ahead. Mukona Shakamira Sipanye Ku and Makwari, why you could even ask on the Uresa Kufut.
If you can say the same thing in English, what are you seeing on the ground regarding, you know, how people are taking up the voter registration exercise?
Okay, I think from the communities that the voter, the voter registration is not able to do registration, but it is that some communities that are failing to access the registration points because they are still very far away. And also, I think the information or the media of also we are marginalized because it was used there through radio. Some they also it was established, published in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think we're having issues there.
So, some also are defending on social media, so it could not reach. Hello.
Yes, carry on. We can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Carry on. Let me call you back. So
yes,
amai munando vakutaura ivo vachitaura kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo shoko harina kusvika. So Star, mai munando is agreeing with you that yes, what the caller in the rural area said is true, because some of the messages that were sent were, you know, were done on radio and newspapers, and some people don't have access to that form of medium. So she was saying what they have done as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe is actually use their chapters within, you know, the provinces to go into each area, especially like places where people collect water and, you know, give awareness programs there, leave a leaflet there so that people can know. Because when they heard the term mobile registration, some people stayed home thinking that the registrar's office will come and knock on your door and give you, you know, your registration or your birth certificate. But that's not how it works. They are just literally going to an area and then expecting people to come to the actual mobile clinic that they'll be running.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And the mobile registration, and I also heard she was also hearing that some people it's still far, even yes. If it's still the mobile. All right, thank you very much, Marv. I think I will give an audio again where we spoke at Studio 7 to someone from the Rural Areas Empowerment Trust in Lupane, there in Matabelele North, and she was explaining difficulties faced by villagers during this second phase of the voter registration mobile place. We spoke to Vumani Ndlovu, Utolo. See, we spoke to Vumani Ndlovu, an official of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Yes, that's Rural Communities Empowerment Trust is based in Lupane, Matabelele North, and she's explaining what's going on there in the rural areas.
Pumanayo, Jengez, Shanganiso, Aziz Mele, Sebezela, Matabelele North, Uti, Ineng, Lavantu, Gabawazi, Nalulu Shelo, Kabuzange, Ubelenjela, Zoru, Kukuze Lavantu, Ubengiti Zoru Fujisavantu, Rubazisa, Utulo Shelo, Lunjalo, Luzenzagala, Lavantu, Lava, Aba, Kacho Mukulumende, Owenza, Utibenze, Ivota, Education, Dretes, education, baqalise izolo. Ngemfanelo bekufanele ukuthi ngabe baqalise mandulo kumbe amaviki amathathu kungakaqalisi lona uhlelo lokurejista. Sinazelele futhi lokuthi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kazizange zibe lamathuba eneleyo kumbe ngithi kazila mathuba eneleyo ukuthi zingene emphakathini ziguguzele umphakathi, zifundise umphakathi, zazise umphakathi ukuthi kulohlelo oluthize. Kungenxa yokuthi inhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu, ikakhulu nxa sikhuluma ngama community-based organizations, inhlanganiso ezigxile kuzulu ebantwini emakhaya, kazila ama-resources, engathi ngama-resources ngesikhiwa, zokuthi zingene zisabalalise lowo mbiko. Kunzima ikakhulu emakhaya ukuthi kwenzakale lokhu kungela ama-resources angafana nezimota zokuhambisa ukuthi abantu bangene basabalalise leyo mbiko. Bekudingeka sibili ukuthi ngabe ama-resources abekhona, inhlanganiso lezi ezizimeleyo zibe yizo ezisabalalisa lowo mbiko, zifundise izakhamizi ontanga ukuqakatheka kokuya rejista. Ngombono wami ngibona ngani kuzafana nalokho okwenzakale first place ye voter registration lapho kube labantu abalutshwana khona abahambe baregister ukuvota. Nakathi sinje kuzafana kukhanya ngani nje lizaba nje uhulumende wenza izaba ukuthi kuthiwe kule voter registration. Kodwa ngeke samsola uhulumende ezimele yedwa bekudingeka lokuthi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zisebenze gadalala ekwaziseni izakhamizi kumbe intuzulu ngokuvota.
Kuyini uhulumende okufanele akwenze ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babekwazi ngalolu hlelo njalo befinyelele izigaba zonke zokuvota?
Okumqoka ukuthi uhulumende bekumele afunde okwenzakale kuhlandla lokuqala ukuthi abantu kabayanga ukuyarejista ukuvota ngembangela ezinengi ikakhulu emakhaya. Imbangela ezimqoka kuyukuthi abantu bebengelalwazi lalolu hlelo, bebengaluqakathekisi ngoba bengafundiswanga ngokuthi lolu hlelo lumqoka kangakanani. So kungakho-ke bekudingakala ukuthi ngalo uhulumende uqalise ngemfundiso abantu abenza i-voter education, registration education, bangena emakhaya phambilini bokuthi kuqaliswe lolu hlelo. Ukuthi nasoluqalisa abantu bevele sebelomdlandla, sebelolukuluku lokuthi bahambe bayebhalisa ukuvota, bekwazi njalo futhi lokuthi yiziphi iy'dingeko ezidingakalayo nxa umuntu esiyavota, okunjengezithupha, okunjengama-proof of residence lokunye okuninginingi. Inhlangothi ezijiyeleyo ezigoqela uhulumende, ezigoqela amabandla ezombusazwe, ezigoqela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, zonke nje lezo nhlangothi zizithele ngaqandayo, akukhanyi lokuthi zenzani.
Yeah, okay. There, marvelous. We had Vumani Ndlovu of the communities, of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. He's based in Lupane, Machabelele North, and he was saying what we have said before about the problems in rural areas. He says in his province, the ZEC personnel came for voter registration awareness education on Monday when the second blitz was starting, which was too late to inform, you know, other villagers. They should have been ready for that. And he's also saying it's not just the government, even the NGOs should also up their game to teach people. But of course, we hear Mrs. Monandi saying that's exactly what they are doing, and Kora saying that's exactly what they are doing. Because he was saying if it continues like that, like this, this program might be the same as the first blitz where they were lower registration. Yes, marvelous. Over to you.
Let's ask Mrs. Monando. You heard there from one of the callers, they're saying you as non-profit organizations, you need to up your game. What's your take on that?
I think we've already upped our game.
Most or majority of them by register. I want to an interlude, yeah, for the civil register. A Lavan and Balogutu, the Balambar, Balogutu, Serenus, Sarah Kutas, and Engineer Fanai, also with the program behind my Kashuakati Zimaka. Sana Ubona, who do you engineer, who shall know on Kakasana Kona, Kwame Zinda, but I was social media under the very Kuba. I, as Kuba and Sunday, the Logas Nata, Ubana Imatabele and Ritin, Inga be affected. Ubana, it reaches to constituencies. No, this is us. Ubana, in the end, Ubana,
Right, we'll have to cut a short there as we're running out of time. Marvelous. But we'd like to thank our guest, Mrs. Cora Ndebele of the Be a Registered Voter campaign.
And Amai Eva Nice Monando, the Sangano Re Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, Uyeje, Vari Sangano Re Female Students Trust. To Sangana Shakare Mnechime Chirongwa inizini Marvelous Mtanga Nyahuye, Dream Washington.
Yeah, lami msithandekile mhlanga sithi asidibane njalo ngolesine ngolusine oluzayo.